Well, Anna, welcome to the debate. I'm Marzieh Hashemi. Thanks so much for joining us. Willing to die before ending their hunger strikes. This is what the lawyer for some of the Guantanamo prison inmates say about his client's hunger strikes. Now, the prisoners have refused to eat for almost 2 months now, with some of them being force-fed. The inmates have had enough and want to see a change or death itself. This after being imprisoned by the United States for a decade, many of them without being charged or convicted.
The Guantanamo hunger strike continues to grow in scale, with defense lawyers voicing alarm. Nearly 8 weeks into the strike action, lawyers say the majority of the 166 detainees held at the base have stopped eating. They say many have lost dangerous amounts of weight and are now being force-fed through the nose. Some of the detainees have complained of being denied drinking water and forced to cope with extremely low temperatures. But despite the harsh conditions, the inmates say they're ready to take it all the way unless their conditions change. But what do they want? An end to the intrusive searches of their cells and personal items. And an end to their indefinite detention without charge.
Suffering for these years and the torture of the isolation, the brutality by the guards, has made it intolerable to the point where so many of the prisoners have decided that they will strike until death.
Reports show only six of the inmates at Guantanamo, or just one in 28, are facing trial. Close to 90 of the prisoners, or more than one in two, have been cleared for release. This means the U.S. has no case against them. Yet, it continues to keep them locked up and has no imminent plans of letting them go. U.S. President Barack Obama promised to close down Guantanamo at the beginning of his first term in office back in 2009.
It's already 5 years of President Obama's presidency. He promised Guantanamo would be shut down. Not only has that not happened, but the U.S. continues to use now more lethal methods against people who are resisting the U.S. empire, the drone attack, and continued secret rendition.
With the U.S. Defense Department recently requesting almost $200 million to renovate the Guantanamo prison, it seems unlikely that the U.S. will close down the facility anytime soon.
I'd like to welcome the guest for the program, a member of Dignity, Human Rights and Peace Organization, Dr. Randy Short, out of Washington, and out of New York, a New York-based reporter, Ms. Maxine Dover. Thank you so much, both of you, for being with us. Well, Dr. Short, let me start off with you. Holding these individuals indefinitely in Guantanamo under these very harsh conditions is a violation not only of the U.S. Constitution, but many international declarations of human rights, and yet it is allowed to continue to happen. Why is that the case in your perspective?
Well, the United States, its government, this neocon movement, there's no real respect for anything other than for profits, cash, and the elite banking families that are the real invisible government that dominates much of the world. They don't care anything for it, and there are examples of this happening domestically with African-American political prisoners, people who are framed, and hundreds of thousands of people here, whether it's Stop and Frisk in New York. So this is American empire on steroids. Now it's impacting other people, to which me, as a person of African-American and Native American descent, this seems like more of the same. Now the rest of the world experiences what my people do, that really there are no rights that people of color have that they need to respect.
Okay, well, turning to Ms. Dover in New York. Now, there are prisoners that the U.S. government has declared are, quote, unsuitable for prosecution, yet too dangerous to release at Guantanamo. What exactly does this mean in your opinion?
That is an awfully difficult category to understand. I do want to respond to Dr. Short's comments and negate much of what he said. we are hearing about Guantanamo in America because of the American system. This is not to say that anything about Guantanamo is as it should be. The fact that we're listening to it, the fact that we know it, is a statement of power of the people and power of the journalistic world and power of the legal world that exists only in America. That it exists, that Guantanamo exists, and that this awful state of incarceration for, especially for those who have been declared not guilty of any crime, continues. This is the trouble that we need to speak to and find a solution to.
What about that, Dr. Short? Let me get Dr. Short back in on this.
The statements that you made earlier are beyond ridiculous.
Okay, well, Dr. Short, you seem to want to respond.
Well-spoken as a beneficiary of empire. Absolutely. She can't rebut that. I can't see you, but I'm assuming you're a white American. You know, I really don't. You can't rebut anything because you don't suffer it, you don't know it. And people in Germany knew about concentration camps, and people in the Soviet Union knew about it. There's not necessarily people power if there isn't justice delivered to the people who are suffering from the incursion of the state. So, you know, it's not people. Our media is a fraud here. Our media has cheerled our wars against countries. I mean, you can't do that. Now, you're a beneficiary of it. So you're a cheerleader. You know, so on Easter Sunday, you celebrate the oppression of 9/10 of the world's people who happen to be black or brown. So I'm not surprised. And I have my suspicions about, you know, your values about the global situation. This country is gone mad. And
well,
it's gotten
well,
worse
let me
every
jump
day
in here.
For
Ms.
people
Ms. Dover.
Since these neocons have been in power.
All right, Ms. Dover, let's expand on your point that you said that you are hearing about the situation in Guantanamo because you are in the United States and because you have that freedom there.
Exactly.
But let me ask you, what is it accomplishing? If you have heard about
the,
it, Ms. Dover, let me finish my question, please. With President Barack Obama, we know,
please,
going into as candidate Barack Obama, he promised to close Guantanamo Bay, and now he's in his second term, and basically it's not even talked about. So where is the freedom if the people understand what's going on, and yet it still continues to exist? What exactly does it mean?
Well, first of all, I think this is probably one of the most difficult situations for President Obama to be faced with. He did promise to close Guantanamo. He signed an order in 2009 saying Guantanamo would be closed within a year. It is not. This is not a good situation. On the other hand, a Jewish journalist, a white Jewish journalist named Carol Rosenberg, writing for the Miami Herald, has been to Guantanamo, and she is the one who is bringing forth the legal case against the government to get a more clear and more open picture of what's going on there. So, Dr. Short, many of us understand what happened in Auschwitz. Many of us understand what happened in Germany. For you to make these broad strokes is silly. It's plain silly. What we need to do is find a situation that works within the congressional bounds because things are happening.
There's no way that it can be ignored that there are certain people who have an interest that doesn't reflect that of the masses of the American people that might be concentrated in particular groups. Absolutely, that is a problem. And so you might have individuals who stand up, and perhaps the majority of that group does not support what's happening. However, the powerful, organized segment of that community is pushing this, and it can't be ignored, and yet we can't have a discussion about it.
What
and so, no, I'm not silly. I'm very clear.
To what community
and I didn't
do you
accuse,
refer?
I'm referring to the political
to what community do you
Zionist community in this country. The Zionist community,
okay, well, let me,
Zionists,
I would say
and
that the
others.
Zionist community in this country had very little input to Guantanamo and the methods that the American military and American legal system uses to protect America.
Okay, well, let me switch over. I want
to
read from Facebook.
The war in Iraq.
Okay,
Dr.
Short.
Has nothing to do with what's happening in Syria.
Dr. Short, let me get back to you. I want to read a comment from one of our viewers.
You can't get away with that.
Hold up, please. I want our comment, first comment from one of our viewers on our Facebook page. Let's listen up.
I always wonder how a country with this sort of human rights violations and callous acts going on all over the world claiming the name as human rights and freedom fighter, double standard U.S.
Well, what about that, Ms. Dover? It appears that there seem to be double standards. We have the United States that usually says that it's standing up for human rights, and we see all over the world basically condemning various countries, overthrowing various governments because what they call of the violation of human rights. And yet we see in Guantanamo Bay a decade of holding people, many of them that have not even been charged, in very barbaric conditions. Please, your take.
Even worse, there are 86, I believe, who have been cleared, who should be reintroduced to normal society, okay, allowed to go and live their lives. I don't think any American wants Guantanamo and the conditions of Guantanamo to continue. This is not the American way. There needs to be found a solution through the legal system that will stop those who would harm America from being released, on the one hand. On the other hand, will allow those who have been cleared to reenter the normal life.
Well, Ms. Dover, you're saying that most Americans feel this way, and most Americans in polls prior to this, years ago, they were also feeling like this. But 10 years later, Guantanamo still exists, and these human beings, these individuals, as you have said yourself, are being held, and they have already been cleared. So how does that fit into the so-called leader of human rights picture that the United States tries to paint of itself?
You know, the leader of human rights is very much the position that the United States takes, and in fact is. What needs to be done is to find a way within the bounds of American law, within the bounds of international law, to release those prisoners who have been cleared. Finding an alternative to the methodologies and the facts of Guantanamo, I think, is very much on the congressional plate. I cannot imagine that there are politicians who are elected representatives of the people of the United States who like this situation.
All right, Dr. Short.
I cannot imagine that there is anyone who wants this to continue.
All right, Dr. Short, basically Ms. Dover is saying, and definitely the United States is the leader of human rights in the world. Your take, sir.
The United States claims to be a leader, but if we look at what the United States has been doing since the end of the Second World War, where it became the number one power, it has been at war with the Third World, in which millions, depending on whose figures you look at, up to 22 million people died, and the so-called Cold War, which was mostly fought in the Third World. The United States has supported dictators. The United States had a system of apartheid, and right now we have neo-apartheid. Right here in Washington, D.C., you've got ethnic cleansing of the schools. You have it in Chicago. This country has always ignored the human rights of certain people, in particular black or brown or non-European people. This is the same country that did nothing when the Holocaust was going on. They could have stopped it and refused. This country is has a very, very, very inhumane history, has fought hundreds of wars against indigenous people and supported dictators in killing and torture through institutions like School of the Americas, whose name has changed. In fact, they shouldn't even have Guantanamo. It should be given back to the people of Cuba. It's America's theft of Cuban land. There's nothing humane about this society and its relationship to non-European people. And it is not capable of correcting itself.
All right. Well, let me get in another Facebook comment that one of our viewers has sent in. Let's look at this.
They are only serving terms for their wrongs. They are not there for comfort, so they can just go ahead and kill themselves. Who cares?
Okay, Ms. Dover, your take on the comment basically saying they can just go and kill themselves. Who cares? what happens to them?
Well, I think Americans care, and I think Americans don't want people to take their lives out of frustration or take their lives out of the inability to see a road to justice. I just want to comment to Dr. Schwartz. On one hand, you have noted somehow that this is somehow a Zionist involvement, and then you pop over to the United States inaction during World War II. I don't know where you're making the connection, but you've got a very odd connection there. But back to the idea of the
no,
the
I
caller.
Don't have an odd connection.
No, the idea of justice in America, the United States government knew about the Holocaust
and did not do anything to protect. And many American people who happen to be Jewish have been hyper-aggressive in terms of trying to make a right because of what happened in the 1940s.
Okay.
And the rest of humanity has to pay for that omission. Okay, there's absolutely, the United States, Great Britain, and Canada refuse to allow people from Europe who are Jewish to escape. These countries, there's a book called Trading with the Enemy, where this country allowed the Zyklon B chemicals manufactured in this country to be sent
okay.
to Germany
well, another
to kill
show.
Jews.
Well, hopefully we can
and
look at that subject
that
another
not.
Show. Let me turn back to New
another
York.
Show,
Ms.
Indeed.
Dover, go ahead and continue with what you were saying. Back on the subject, please.
Back on the subject. The,
in terms
the Facebook
of just,
comment, it does not...
Go ahead, Ms. Dover.
Shall we have a little civility? The Facebook comment does not reflect
you
the American
it.
Attitude towards justice, towards individual justice, or towards the concept of justice. The Facebook commentator does not reflect even what is going on in Guantanamo. If the attitude were let them just kill themselves, I am sure that there would be no attempt either to provide water or to even do the force feeding, if you would, the provision of nutrition through other than meals.
Okay.
There would not be an interest in doing that.
All right, Dr. Short, your take.
My take is that the media here has demonized people of the Middle East the same way it's demonized African Americans and Native Americans as sand niggers, dune coons, oil niggers. When you teach people to hate, when you give an Oscar to the movie Argo, this country has had its people taught to literally hate these people. So why not? This is the same country where lynching, where mass killings or ritual murders of African Americans, which goes on, as you know, Ms. Hashemi, in the state of Delaware right now. They have lynchings. This country wouldn't even outlaw ritual murders of black people. So this is the America that a lot of people happen to know. A lot of folks want to put a pretty face on it because they're benefiting from empire. But
so do you believe, Dr. Short, do you believe,
empire,
Dr. Short, that the average
that
American,
sociopathic population
Dr. Short,
that doesn't
I want to look at the perspective
others.
That Ms. Dover said that basically Americans do not support what is going on in Guantanamo. Your take, do you think the average American, first of all, understand and know what is happening in Guantanamo, and do they care?
I don't think that they know.
Is the question
and
directed
I think
to me? I would point out
care.
That
Dr.
the
Short.
American
Dr.
people
Short.
Are struggling.
Okay.
No, she said me. You mentioned civility, I'd like some too, thank you. The American people, many don't know. The American people have been desensitized to human suffering, where people don't even care about poor people here. We have a country which pushes eugenics. We've got a lot of things, a celebration of violence on television through Hollywood. So why would people care? We've allowed huge numbers of people to be criminalized by our criminal justice system that has more blacks in jail than you had blacks enslaved back in the antebellum period. The American population has been turned against each other in order to prevent people from coming together to recognize that we need to change the system for the benefit of everyone. This is what Occupy and other people were trying to do. But it also shows as a mindset, people have been conditioned not to care and to hate the other. If you look at Argo and what that does, this is preparing the country for war against Iran, where you're directing your satellite feed to. This is what's happening.
Well, Ms. Dover, looking at the situation, do you not think that the nation in general should be in outrage that these innocent people, as you have said, that they have been cleared, many of them, that these innocent people are being held? If the average American really feels so strongly about what it says, what they say the country believes in, human rights, why aren't they taking out to the streets? Why aren't they demonstrating? Why aren't they demanding of their politicians that more aggressive measures be taken in closing Guantanamo Bay?
Well, I think the American public is becoming more and more aware. I think it's not only the public. I think the president starts the awareness with his promises to close Guantanamo. I think he is facing a Congress that needs to find the ways to find alternate places for those who are the dangerous ones who remain in Guantanamo. They're not a lily white group of folk down there, many of them. And I don't use a broad brush, and again refer to the clearance of those who are cleared, who I would want to see reintroduced to a normal life. Those who are dangerous, those who are Al-Qaeda operatives, should not be allowed to be in a position where they could endanger America. My first interest is in the safety of America. Individual, as someone living within the system.
All right, we're just about out of time. Dr. Short, what about that comment that most important thing is the safety of the United States? Your take on the imprisonment of these individuals, does that help make U.S. safe?
I'm thinking of one of the prisoners who got released, Benjamin Mohammed, who got all the razor cuts on his penis. When the words, the things like this get out, this doesn't make America safer. And a lot of these people haven't really been tried, even the ones that are accused of being dangerous. So, you know, that's a prejudicial comment to make, that, you know, America, we don't even know what everybody did. We just know that they're there. Okay. These people deserve a real trial, a real hearing, or they need to be let go.
All right. And on that note, I am so sorry, but we have to end it. We're out of time. I appreciate both of you being with us. Member of Dignity, Human Rights, and Peace Group, Randy Short, out of Washington, and New York-based reporter, Maxine Dover, out of New York. Thank you, viewers, for being with us. Join us same time, same place tomorrow. I'm Marzieh Hashemi, signing out for The Debate.